they possess the same feelings, and what exposes them to like sufferings from another quarter, they possess the same instincts with our own species. The lioness, robbed of her whelps, causes the wilderness to ring aloud with the proclamation of her wrongs. Or the bird, whose little household has been stolen, fills and saddens all the grove with melody of deepest pathos. All this is palpable, even to the general and unlearned eye, and when the physiologist lays open the recesses of their system, by means of that scalpel under whose operation they just shrink and are convulsed as any living subject of our own species, there stands forth to view the same sentient apparatus, and furnished with the same conductors for the transmission of feeling from every minutest pore upon the surface. Theirs is unmixed and unmitigated pain, the agonies of martyrdom without the alleviation of the hopes and the sentiments whereof men are capable. When they lay them down to die, their only fellowship is with suffering, for in the prison house of their beset and bounded faculties, no relief can be afforded by communion with other interests or other things. The attention does not lighten their distress, as it does that of man, by carrying off his spirit from that existing pungency and pressure which might else be overwhelming. There is but room in their mysterious economy for one inmate, and that is the absorbing sense of their own single and concentrated anguish. And so on that bed of torment whereon the wounded animal lingers and expires, there is an unexplored depth and intensity of suffering, which the poor dumb animal itself cannot tell, and against which it can offer no remonstrance. An untold and unknown amount of wretchedness of which no articulate voice gives utterance.